They were one of the most celebrated and influential groups to emerge out of the late 1960s, creating some of the most memorable and lasting music of that era. Starting as Bob Dylan's backing band, they influenced some of the biggest rock stars of their time, including Elton John, Eric Clapton, George Harrison, and their influence continues to be felt to this very day in the genre that is now known as Americana. Four Canadians and one American, almost completely anonymous at first, but a collective that would become known by a very simple moniker, known simply as The Band.
Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Band Radio Special. I'm Mike Etchart, and for the next hour we are going to hear the story of one of the most revered of all groups of the rock era, The Band. We'll hear from founding member and principal songwriter Robbie Robertson, who sat down with me for an exclusive interview to talk about the origins and history of this amazing ensemble. And we'll also hear about a brand new release entitled Live at the Academy of Music 1971, The Rock of Ages Concerts, which is the complete recording of one of their most infamous concert series of their storied career. The musicians that would eventually become The Band, Garth Hudson, Richard Manuel, Rick Danko, Levon Helm, and Robbie Robertson originally met in American rockabilly artist Ronnie Hawkins' group as his backing musicians, the Hawks, but it wouldn't be long before the restless musicians would need to strike out on their own.
We were really solid for about 3 years with Ronnie, and then it very quickly turned a corner. Things just changed. We grew to a place musically, and I guess in our maturity too, because I was 16 when I started with Ronnie, and so by the time I was 19, I felt like I knew it all, right? And it was time to spread our wings.
It was fortuitous timing for the group. Just as they were leaving the employ of Ronnie Hawkins, word got to Bob Dylan about them just as he was preparing to abandon his acoustic roots and go electric with a backing band. The group backed up Dylan on his tours of 1965 and 1966, but on a break from touring, Dylan was seriously injured in a motorcycle accident, halting his touring plans. For his recuperation, he moved his family to rural Woodstock, New York. Soon after, the band, then going by the name The Hawks, followed him there. It was in songwriting sessions with Dylan at Woodstock that Robbie would begin his own songwriting journey. Those sessions, recorded with Dylan, would eventually be released as The Basement Tapes.
Now there's a certain thing that I learned from Jim. That beat always makes sure I understand. And that is that there's a certain way we all must swim. If we expect to live off of the fat of the land.
I happened to be at that time in a place where I needed to start thinking about songs for the Hawks, for us to record, because the idea from the beginning was with Bob was, okay, well, we'll play with you for a while and everything, but we're really here to do our own thing. And everybody understood that was the deal. Nobody knew what that was. Nobody knew what we would do and when we made a record. And And it was a real discovery process for us too at that time. That gave me the courage to be able to write with a deeper imagination. And it was just a real fortunate thing to be part of that revolution. Nobody, including Bob, had any idea what we were made of or what we would do. And when they heard it, they were shocked at the musicality. And once again, we reverted back to that place of all the musics that we had stored up. And so when our first record came out, it was like, what is this? It's like a combination of gospel and country and folk and mountain music. And it had all of these blues elements and all of these pieces, you know, fit together. And when that record came out, people said, what is this? Where did this come from? And we were like, what do you mean? This is what it's supposed to be, you know, just because of, you know, what our background had been. We didn't recognize it as much as people outside the box could see it, you know. Just because we were doing it, we thought it was what comes natural. We knew that it didn't sound like other people. It didn't fit in to any obvious categories, but for me, that was a good thing.
Music from Big Pink, their debut album, would take the music world by storm upon its release. Its distinctive blend of country, blues, folk, R&B, and soul was a dramatic departure from anything being heard at the time. And its signature classic song, The Wait, epitomized the gospel and storytelling elements and influences of the American South in the music of the band.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand, no was all he said. Take a load off. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, no,
I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load free. Take a load off Fanny.
And you put the load right on.
I had written that song after Levon came back. I knew him musically better than anybody in the world. And I thought I knew how to, I could write a song that he could sing better than anybody in the world. And so I wrote that song specifically for him. And it's, you know, it did fit him really well.
When I come back, I've got more from Robbie Robertson, as well as details on the newest release from the band catalog entitled Live at the Academy of Music 1971, the Rock of Ages Concerts. This is the Band Radio Special.